Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
If pins and needles described last week at the legislature, this week is best described by hurry up and wait. This is it. We finally arrive. The last week of Montana's 63rd legislative session. Most of the work is done, but the bills that are still in play tend to be the big bills. And by big bills, I mean the ones that spend the money. The budget passed last week and it's on its way to the governor. By law, it has to be balanced, and it is. Unless some of these big bills that are still pending happen to pass, then it's a fiscal free-for-all. Even though the budget passed, it's still in play because the governor has promised to veto it in its current form. In fact, the governor has been given a long list of bills that will require some tough choices. One of those is the pay raise bill for state employees. Governor Schweitzer promised 5% per year for the next 2 years. The challenge is that he doesn't speak for the legislature, and it's the legislative branch that controls spending. That puts Governor Bullock in a tight spot. His predecessor promised a 10% raise, but the legislature is offering less, 75% of what Governor Bullock asked for, to be exact. He can either veto the bill, amend it to include more money, or sign it and renegotiate with the unions. Given that there are other spending priorities and that we're very close to exceeding revenue projections, my bet is that he'll sign it, then blame the reduced spending on the Republicans. Also on the list of budget busters are the two bills to fix Montana's public employee pension funds. One is for teacher retirement and the other is for all other public employees. The funds face a potential shortfall of about $4.5 billion, and these bills would authorize another large cash infusion from taxpayers. We've been here before, and without some serious changes to the system, most legislators agree that we're just dumping money into a black hole and kicking the can down the road. One bright note was that the House on Friday was able to kill or at least delay passage of a bill to expand Medicaid rolls by 70,000 people. This is an enormous budget buster, but a majority of legislators feel that it's okay because it's federal dollars rather than state dollars. There's two problems with that. First, we are the federal government, just as we are the state government, and these are our tax dollars being used to fund the expansion. Only these are not really our tax dollars because the federal government is borrowing so heavily from other countries. At what point does someone yank us off this merry-go-round and force us to cut up the credit cards? The second problem with the Medicaid expansion is that the feds will eventually cut back on their portion of the funding and leave us holding the bag. At that point, we'll either have to raise state taxes or cut back on services. My bet is that we'll raise the taxes. The sad thing is, we're not in this alone. Very few states have their fiscal houses in order, and the chickens are quickly coming home to roost. Public employee pensions are in serious trouble in many states, and entitlements are breaking budgets across the nation. It's time to wake up, America. Governors and legislators need to begin making tough choices. We have to stop doing what's politically expedient and begin doing what's morally right. We've broken into our kids' piggy banks, and that's immoral, no matter how you look at it. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.